This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Globalists want robots. They want automatons. They're turning us into machines in the interim while preparing to merge with their new high-tech bodies in Peter Thiel's words, Ray Kurzweil's words, in all their words. I don't know if the founder, billionaire of PayPal is himself an evil person, but he certainly is pushing the life extension, and I don't blame him. The problem is the overall globalist program is a future that doesn't need us. The globalists have captured the world through fraud. They've set up a scientific control grid. They believe we're profane and unworthy because we can't even comprehend it, and they're now moving ahead with their plan. And so I'm going to say this to ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, everybody else that attacks me. Do you understand I am not of your world? You understand that? I'm not in your paradigm. I'm outside of it. I'm in the world, not of it. And by that, I don't mean I'm Mr. Goody Two-Shoes and I'm not of the flesh, because that's what brought me here and that's what I am. I'm speaking of the fact that I know how real this is. I know that you're sad victims of peer pressure and sad victims of social climbing and didn't have the opportunities I had, didn't come from the people that I came from. So I pity you. The point you need to understand is that you are losing and you are being destroyed by your masters. You are a joke, and that's sad. I wish you'd have the epiphany, like Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus. And I pray, God, lift the scales from your eyes. I know why you're afraid. Just like V says, I wouldn't blame you. But when you get to the end of the road and you realize that it's an attack on goodness and wholesomeness and the genetic code of humanity and the planet itself, and that it is an alien takeover. Alien doesn't have to come from the distant stars or from some interdimensional vortex. Scientists and corporations, mad scientists, are creating new life forms, new abominations that in almost every case fundamentally attack and scar and do not coexist in any form of harmony with this jewel of a globe. And then we are tortured with endless fake environmentalism to distract us and fill the vacuum of legitimate concern for the earth that we can feel the damage that's happening. We can see it. It's affecting us. Just as we're sick, the earth is sick. And then we have to sit there and watch the counterfeits who are the authors and the progenitors and the drivers of this coach that's being pulled by 1,000 hellhounds. Unbelievable. I mean, if you just understand all this is going on and is planned, if you just realize that it's all coming to a head and that we could reverse a lot of this and have this crash landing be a lot less horrible and have a face-to-face debate with the globalist. I'll never forget Gary Hart being in front of We Are Change. It's in the film on DVD I put out, Truth Rising. Gary Hart, who wrote an open letter in Huffington Post about how our government stages terror attacks and Iran better do what we say or we'll stage a terror attack and attack them. And they brought it up to him, gave him a letter, and he kept saying, no, I didn't write that. No, I didn't say that. No, you're a conspiracy terrorist. And as soon as he did, he started sweating. He goes, okay, but that really wasn't for you. I gotta go. Because it's the game of, there is no NSA. There is no, we're not coming for your guns. And then we, like children, play along. He's talking to you like he's a magician and you've been hypnotized. Hey, I'm not hypnotized, jackass. Got that? I'm alive. I'm not sleeping. could care less about being at Fox Studios and sitting around with a bunch of mummies. You people on your so-called high horse are a joke.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a four-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit two per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
Think, just let me think.
In fact, even now, orders are being shouted into telephones and men with guns will soon be on their way.
This sounds like that.
Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are for the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have censors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and subverting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, I'm your host, Alex Jones, on this Wednesday, the 20th day already of May 2015. I spent pretty much the entire hour getting into dehumanization, the attack on humanity and life, and we're going to do that this hour as well, but from another angle. We're going to be talking to the head of the organization that is exposing black genocide, blackgenocide.org, Pastor Childress, Clennard Childress. Then New American Magazine writer and author Alex Newman is going to be joining us on the war on children inside the schools and his new book that's already becoming a bestseller, Crimes of the Educators. We're going to chronicle it. You see, we're pro-human here. We're pro-true advancement and truly want to progress freedom, not regress it, as the counterfeiters would tell you. The globalists are the opposite, the inverse of everything they say they are. They're not about life. They're about death. They are eugenicists. I told you forever, because I had top experts on, whistleblowers from the Federal Reserve, you name it, here on this broadcast. We also had the head of the World Bank come on, two-time head economist, two-time Nobel Prize winner for economics. The documents got leaked from Joe Stiglitz that world interest rates have been fixed since the 60s at least by private megabanks. There were six, there's now five. And, of course, Rolling Stone came out with Matt Taibbi a few years ago and had the headline, Everything is Rigged, and it went over that. The stock market, interest rates, QE, money printing, all of it. It's come out in Associated Press, Business Week, Bloomberg, that just two of these banks laundered $378 billion in 2 years alone. $378 billion. You know why they keep drugs illegal? Because they're shipping them in, boys and girls. Doesn't mean I like the drug culture. Doesn't mean I'm for drugs. But you decriminalize it, it takes all the money and all the glitz out of it. And what am I getting at? Reuters, major banks admit guilt in Forex probe, fined $6 billion. Folks, they make $6 billion a day. In fact, global currency markets, I've seen some days where they've made $20, $30 billion. Manipulating it because they know what it's going to be. And so it's like a stock market. And so it's totally fixed. By who? By Citigroup, oh, it's part of the Big Five. J.P. Morgan, oh, Barclays, the Royal Bank of Scotland. And they describe themselves as a cartel. Invitation-only chat room and coded language manipulated the price of U.S. dollars. Oh, just like spies. And by the way, I just listed those banks. Those are the very groups funding the open borders, the gun control, the abortion, the anti-male messages in Hollywood. You wonder why every movie has men, complete idiots, who can't tie their shoelaces. I just played the AT&T ad where the dad's a complete moron and his wife watches his every move off cameras in the house. And it's so cute. All of this is how the Romans managed slaves 2,000 years ago with just a high-tech casing, a high-tech icing. Okay, that's just one article out of 130 or so. I mean, it's just all off the charts. And, of course, we already knew that. It's now come out that they fixed the gold and silver market using paper naked shorts to keep the price down. And what the insiders told me a decade ago is true. From the U.S. vaults to other major vaults, they've got tungsten coated with gold. It weighs the same amount, roughly, and it's fake gold. They're using fake gold that they then sell to each other. It never even leaves the vault. Back and forth to drive on the price. Tungsten. And they can buy up everything and sign us on to 2.2 globally, 2.2 quadrillion. That's 2,200 trillion. It's not our debt. They've signed the U.S. on to half of that. It was 1.5 billion in 2008 when they pulled their last scam. Oh, and we shouldn't be concerned about military drills all over and saying the Tea Party is their enemy and Christians are the enemy and Fort Hood general, commanding general, telling the troops you'll be court-martialed if you are evangelical Christian or part of the Tea Party, ending free association in America. Oh, no, we shouldn't be concerned. There's nothing going on. The president just unilaterally has opened the borders and is paying to bring people in. And the Border Patrol, quote, completes the smuggling process. So with all of that backdrop, look at this. New York City, there's no inflation. Fights break out over $30 hot dogs at Ground Zero. It's now a sickening tourist attraction. And again, Call of Duty. Major study, video games cause brain damage. Yeah, I don't need a study to know that. These people that are video game heads just aren't there. They're just into themselves. They go get their little thing, and they go back. And then you always hear about, like, some 35-year-old guy that doesn't even smoke having an aneurysm because they played, you know, 10 hours of video games a day. They're dead already. Now, Ja'Kari Jackson tomorrow is going to be leading, we're going to our guest, is going to be leading, our reporter, with other folks, a demonstration in South Austin off of Ben White, or 290 as it's known. We're going to put the address on screen for TV viewers. It's 201 East Ben White, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Come on anytime during your lunch hour. It'd be best to be there if you can only make it for an hour at noon. Leave a little early. You know, tell your boss, I want to go to a pro-life free speech rally. Planned Parenthood has been caught trying to pass legislation in different states to restrict free speech. They target on record black people. 50%+ of blacks were never born in this country. It's as high as 70% in some major cities. Blacks are 13% of the population. And so this is our Black Lives Matter protest to take over the George Soros meme that's about getting racial division going and infighting, to ignore the fact that we have double-digit unemployment in the black community. We're going to be out there, and I'm going to be covering it live tomorrow, checking in with Ja'Kari. Please join him tomorrow. I want to see 100 people out there. We're only spending a few days, you know, promoting this because we had the idea we're doing it. Take photos, share it on Twitter, share our YouTube videos. This won't save the world, but I guarantee it's going to save some lives. I guarantee you some women are going to see us out there and are going to know that they can. In fact, we should print off some of the charities that are out there that actually take care of women when they're pregnant, even pay them to have the baby. In fact, I just thought of that. We should print off some of those foundations. I'm not associated with them. They got Catholic and other Christian groups, and we should hand those out and probably maybe save some lives tomorrow. Or at least let the women know, hey, they're not going to tell you inside. People pay to take care of that baby. You can adopt it. There are more people wanting to adopt babies every year than are aborted in this country. And I always hear this cliche, nobody wants black babies. That's a load of bull. So then they got liberal groups arguing to make sure that white Christian families can't adopt black babies. Yeah, it's better to cut them up, sell their body parts for Pepsi flavoring. Pretty sick. Pastor Clennard Childers is with us the rest of the hour. We're going to break here in a few minutes, sir. I appreciate you coming on, blackgenocide.org. But what are you going to be breaking down here today, sir?
Well, I'm just excited about your ingenuity and the strategy that you're using. I think it's a God-given thing. Certainly, it's not a pro-life marketing scheme, but this is certainly connecting the dots in the African-American community. The few times we've gone out with this, the project itself, it has opened up the eyes of so many students. And so Black Life Matters is a gift from God, and I applaud what you're doing there in Austin.
Well, we didn't even know that it was, you know, our separate idea that came from one of the writers, Mikhail Phelan. We learned other folks around the country, mainly black pastors, I mean, you may know who they are, it might be you, I was just being told about it a few hours ago, are actually out there already taking over the Black Lives Matter meme.
Yes, absolutely. We've been at Fayetteville State College. First, it's staggering to the students, but we have some strategic signs.
Hold on. I'm going to stop and give you the floor when we come back. We got to go to break. This is too incredible. We just had a demonstration. I said, get Reverend Childress on, see what he thinks of it. And then I heard him mentioning, yeah, there's other groups doing it, and it's you. See, that's how God works. We didn't even know this. We didn't
Oh, really?
No. I was getting you on. you know, just to talk about pro-life and to promote what's happening tomorrow, I didn't even know you'd already been doing this.
Just started since February.
See, I'm telling you, this is incredible. This could spread nationwide, folks. We could save millions of lives. White, black, you name it, they're all precious.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here live. Alex Jones hosting, and that's me. By the way, as a lot of you probably noticed, I like to do themed weeks. Sometimes we'll have four or five guests on about GMO, or three or four guests on about the Second Amendment, or three or four guests on about border situation, or three or four guests on pro-life, or exposing what's happening in that fight. When I said get Pastor Clennard Childress on, who we've interviewed for films, had on the nightly news, probably been on this radio show 10 times or more, I just wanted to talk about abortion, where the fight is, get some updates, talk about Black Lives Matter. I had Mark Crutcher of Life Dynamics News on yesterday, and he was saying, and they mentioned earlier, yeah, I heard there's some other groups doing this Black Lives Matter, and I hadn't looked it up yet. And then I just posited, I said, hey, maybe you're involved, to the pastor, and sure enough, because I was putting two and two together, what state he's in, sure enough, he's the one doing it. So it just shows how we all have these ideas separately, and how that's the gift that God gives us, that we're all on the same page. It's really magic. But I briefly wanted to bring in Mikhail Phelan just for 30 seconds. Mikhail, was about 2 weeks ago, and I just wanted to ask you, this was separately your idea about, hey, Black Lives Matter, we should talk about abortion, and you wrote some articles about it, not knowing that Reverend Childress was already doing it. That is so exciting. Briefly, tell us about your idea.
Yeah, well, I'm a big fan of his Moth of 21 documentary. It's really, really powerful. And so, you know, Black Lives Matter has been in the news, and it just came to me. I thought, man, yeah, Black Lives Matter, but, you know, abortion is such a thing that's targeted on their community with, you know, over 78% of abortion clinics in poor back communities, and, of course, the history of Margaret Sanger. So it just seems something obvious to do.
Absolutely. Now, without further ado, I'm going to give Pastor Childress the floor during the short segment and the next segment coming up. Tell us about how you come up with this idea, what you've done, the success you've had, and then let's break down the current black genocide program going on, how that war is going for the globalist.
Well, right now, your program does such an excellent job. First of all, I want to let your listeners know Black Life Matters is something that some entity, whether it be government or anarchists, whoever, they plan to market this to cause unrest in the African-American community, especially in the inner cities. I don't know a lot about it, but in my travels, I noticed that this was very orchestrated, and seemingly these groups came out of nowhere carrying this mantra. But, of course, we've been saying Black Life Matters since I've been involved in the pro-life movement and others since 1973. And I knew it was something, too, that God would use these tragic situations with Eric Garner, with Mike Brown and Trayvon Martin to bring about an awareness in the African-American community. I was getting emotional a little bit listening to your testimony, not knowing that I was attached to it and this young man. Because I told Greg Cunningham of Center for Bioethical Reform, who called me on the phone at the same time, I'm saying somebody needs to take Black Life Matters to on another level and market this. Use guerrilla marketing. Use what they're using dollars to push. When we went to the Fayetteville State College, that month was April. And what was on Time magazine? Black Life Matters. That was the front page of Time magazine. So the kids had already been saturated with this saying. And so when we came out with Black Life Matters and showed a baby next to aborted fetuses and saying all Black Life Matters, they connected with it. And then we had other signs that basically kind of showed that abortion suppresses the black vote, and that killed the administration's attack on us from being on campus, that this wasn't trying to merchandise them or use them politically. We were concerned about their empowerment. And so it really caused the students to have absolutely great conversations. I was so surprised that you were doing that rally when you called. I said to myself, gosh, others are running with this. This is going to be a connection.
I couldn't put my finger on why I was so excited learning that you were doing this before us. It just meant that it was meant to happen and that people were connecting the dots to all this. But look at the university trying to claim that you couldn't come on, claiming that you were promoting your ministry. So what? Anybody, if students invite you, should be able to come on a university.
Well, Planned Parenthood showed up while we were there. They are so systemically entrenched in the educational and academia. And I learned later while on campus that Fayetteville State College pays for the first abortion for any young lady.
Incredible. So, stay there. I'm going to give you the floor when we come back to break this down. All Black Lives Matter. All lives matter. And if we don't take care of our people, the children, our veterans, and others, we're all going to end up getting it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal service.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All across this country today, thousands of little children will have their lives snuffed out violently. They'll be burned to death with chemicals. They'll be chopped up with knives. They'll be thrown into trash cans and put in the dump. And now we do that with our veterans as well. Just as the pro-lifers always warned from back in the 70s, they said soon it'll be get rid of the old people, euthanize them. Soon it'll be death panels. Soon it'll be don't treat the veterans. Soon it'll be get rid of the mentally ill. And once you have socialist health care, that's what happens. I want to talk about that with Reverend Childress here in just a moment and give him the floor to break all this down and really talk about the current state of the fight for life. But we can't expect to be a good nation and to have any future. I saw on the news today, it's back in mainstream news about China forcing women to have abortions. They're getting UN awards for that. That's what our elite would like to have here. We can't expect to be secure or have a future or to be blessed if we treat humans like this. You notice we're a major platform as well for folks fighting tyranny on 100 different fronts. And we've been able to build this operation up to reach more than 20 million people a week. When you count the AM and FM audience, YouTube, Boxy, the people watching over their televisions. And that's thanks to you spreading the word about the broadcast. So please continue to tell your friends and family about the show. Please continue to, in your email, sign off by having Infowars.com/show to find forbidden information. Please continue to realize you are the power of this transmission. You're the reason they're attacking us so much, and I'm willing to be the figurehead because we've got to stand up for the innocents. We've got to beat these globalists. And by the way, I'm not doing some favor there that I'm a hero doing this. I couldn't lay down. Just like when I was a kid, you know, 11 years old, and the 14-year-old kids, you know, would beat me up sometimes walking home from school. After that happened a few times, folks, I started fighting back. It's an instinct. And so I love my job. I love what I do. I wouldn't have it any other way. But realize that I'm thanking you for all you've done. You are not beside us or behind us or in front of us. You are at the heart of Infowars.com and this whole operation, your prayers and everything. And when you financially support us buying the Patriot apparel to meet like-minded people and spread the word, when you buy the high-quality water filters that cut out the glyphosates and fluoride and hundreds of other chemicals, you're not just supporting your family and your health, you're supporting our broadcast, our transmission, what you're doing. It's a win-win. See, good things are symbiotic. Good things build harmony. Good things promote life. Not really rocket science, is it? And that's why we've come up with the best nutraceuticals on the planet. You've heard the rave reviews, the highest quality ingredients, whether it's DNA Force or Supermel Vitality or Prostaguard or Child Ease that doesn't have drugs in it. It just has stuff that focuses and calms children's minds. Works amazingly. You've heard the rave reviews. Winter Sun, Methylcobalamin, Vitamin B12, Secret 12. All of these proprietary, the nascent iodine is the true nascent iodine that so many people are deficient in. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. We can answer all your questions, take your order over the phone, 888-253-3139. And notice it's InfoWarsLife.com. We're lovers of life. I want to live a long time. I want my kids to have great lives. I want your kids to have great lives. I don't want to see poverty and ignorance and enslavement and diseases and all this stuff that the globalists are pushing. And they make money off the crises they help create. It's a different philosophy, and we've got to get aggressive. InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you for your support. If you're listening on an AM or FM station, tell people today and every day, tune in. If you're a business owner, double down or we're going to lose everything. Buy a billboard for the show or for the station. None of us can put billboards up all over the country, but together we can put them up individually or on the side of your barn. Infowars.com. All right, I'm going to shut up and give him the floor because I had to cover news. I got late today. He's been with us. Reverend Childers, you've got the floor to break down your black lives. Really do matter. All black lives matter. Absolutely. They're hijacking the crisis in a community to try to create political division. You're just taking it back and pointing it out. So I do use the word that we're re-hijacking it away. But break down currently what's happening. Again, blackgenocide.org. And let's get into the real black genocide. The targeting by the Klan, by the Nazis, by Planned Parenthood, by the Rockefellers of black people. We're not just saying, hey, this is killing half of you. This is really going on. Go ahead.
Oh, absolutely. Right here in the city of New York, over 65% of all African-American births in an abortion. There's more aborted than there is born alive. Nationally, 1,786 a day. And you're saying it's time to fight back. We really try to incite the church to fight back. When 52% nationally of all African-American births end in abortion, the church has been far too silent. The shedding of innocent blood pollutes the land. every preacher should understand that if he's sowing seed and the land is polluted, then he's not going to get the return. And this is what's happening in America. We are about to enter into a period of judgment directly from this, the shedding of innocent blood. And as you see how we were all connected on this, Black Life Matters, it appears to me that God is not pleased with our efforts, and I'm self included, of really taking this to the level to get into the black community. So this was a gift to us. They're marketing it, and we're using guerrilla marketing and taking it over, and it has been quite effective. There's not a student on any college campus that hasn't heard Black Life Matters, especially if they're African American. So we're going to the HSBCs, the historically black colleges. We're setting up. We're going to connect them with Facebook. We're going to connect them, let them know there's another chapter in other black colleges. This has not been done. It needs to be done. And African-American leadership is not where it should be, but it's beginning to wake up and recognize that basically that the perceived African-American leadership has victimized them. It was great when in Ferguson, where Jesse Jackson was booed out so he couldn't take up an offering. This is something that the African-Americans are beginning to wake up on. But we have to be more diligent, and the statistics prove out that we haven't done our job as preachers, especially. So we plan to take this not only to HSBC, but we plan to be at the NAACP in July in Philadelphia, and we'll be there for 3 days with those signs. And I am sure it's going to cause quite a stir, because basically they'll have seminars inside saying Black Life Matters. Well, we're going to have our signs outside, all Black Life Matters. And if there's anyone who has been facilitating the decimation of the African-American community by abortion, it has been the NAACP, and profiting from it and merchandising their own constituency. So this is what I do, is seemingly this is where God has me to labor in. And we're excited that we're beginning to connect with other pastors. Actually, this has this season, this time has been a fruitful time to let them to see that indeed black leadership basically has sold them out. You had Robin Kelly of the Congressional Black Caucus, I think from Michigan, actually partnering with Planned Parenthood. And the seminar was about, this is a congresswoman, the seminar was about how to get Planned Parenthood into more African-American communities. When the young man there on the program put out that there's a disproportionate amount of them by design. Folks, this is all systemic. This is all by design. We just have to recognize and acknowledge that. But I was listening to your program previously. They're running test runs causing chaos in the urban community. And this was a part of that. How it was going to all unfold, I do not know. But I do know that there is a concerted effort to begin to cause unrest in the African-American communities in the inner cities, possibly to bring about martial law, possibly to bring about control. I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you this. I mean, just interrupt for just a moment with Reverend Childress here, Alex Jones, popping in, if you just joined us. Obviously, why we're launching this, why you launched this back in February, is we can take over this destructive White House, George Soros-funded balkanization, divide-and-conquer movement, and we can then try to get other people around the country to have their own Black Lives, you know, Really Do Matter events to educate people, and it's possible we could turn the tide and show people where the real problem is and explain that the mainstream media is trying to distract black Americans, African-Americans, from double unemployment since Obama got in, to the open borders displacing their jobs, to being targeted with abortion, and show the MSNBC strategy is to keep blacks on the Democratic Party plantation. Sorry, go ahead.
Without question. And fortunately, the younger generation is beginning to give an ear. And that has been exciting, and that has been something that has been motivating us. And I believe this time next year or a year from now, they will regret ever coming up with that mantra, Black Life Matters, because we're going to expose them for who they are, that all Black Life Matters. And Congressional Black Caucus, the one of the biggest problems that Black people have, the NAACP, the National Action Committee, the Rainbow Coalition, all are intertwined in this. They're all in agreement of carrying on this deception in the Black community. But their biggest mistake will be having used this as a means of communicating their cause. It is going to elevate our cause and expose the genocide, systemic genocide in the African-American community, the targeting of the African-American community. I'm sure you basically realize it was like, I believe it was once again a test run. I think they're testing to see what they're doing, but to actually nominate Margaret Sanger to be on the $20 bill. I believe they did that just to see the response and how it would be.
You know, I'd forgotten about that. She's been Time Magazine Woman of the Year just a decade ago or something after she was dead. She'd been Time Magazine when she was alive. This is a literal hardcore racist who gave awards to Nazis, got awards, and they're saying put her on the dollar bill or the 20.
On the $20 bill, you know, I don't have the platform I would love to have, but we were yelling and screaming, and I was writing many of the Black media saying that this is an outrage. In the age of political correctness, you know, the comments that this woman has made, her own words, and you're going to suggest her to be on the $20 bill, it was outrageous. But, you know something, the game is this. If they can flood us at one time with so many different issues and problems, we become desensitized to outrage. And that's where the church has lost its power. There is no outrage in the church any longer over these blatant atrocities, these blatant deceptions, these blatant criminal acts. I'm saying, and my radio, I do a little radio program and it went off, I guess, but I'm saying to myself, how in this day and age is Hillary Clinton a viable candidate with all of that is being exposed at one time? If it's not the servers, if it's not email, if it's not Benghazi, if it's not foreign diplomats giving to her foundation, but yet this is the candidate, basically, especially the African Americans who 90 to 95% support Democrat candidates. This is the person, and yet she is defending, accepting the Margaret Sanger Award, boldly accepting it, and yet she's going to ask and court the Black vote. It's like I'm living in the Twilight Zone. I don't understand, but it's like we're just being totally, it's like the frog in the water.
You're right,
water
Reverend Childress, blackgenocide.org. Let's expand on this for a moment, because you're quite the historian on these facts. For people that don't know, break down, I mean, it's on record how the Rockefeller Foundation, Margaret Sanger, and others totally changed the Black community, went in, bought off a bunch of preachers, and because they said Blacks don't, you know, trust us, but they'll trust Black preachers. I mean, these are letters that she sent, as you know, to the Colgate Foundation, and there's letters back and forth. They were giving her money, and it's her whole battle plan. You look at it today, and I'm not saying that the Republicans are great either, but the Democrats were the party of the Klan. When they couldn't get Blacks to believe them anymore, they flipped and said, oh, we love you. Look what's happened to the Black community since they adopted everything the Democrats wanted. It's just totally insane that they've gotten away with this. It's just crazy. Talk some about that.
Well, you know, the most diabolical part of that, it was called the Negro Project, is that Margaret Sanger, she was a very evil woman, but she was very discerning. And she said, in order to control the Black community, we have to get the colored minister with high communicative skills. In other words, community organizers that we would buy out. And it is no surprise, and your listeners should understand, that Barack Obama did fundraising events for Planned Parenthood before he was president of the United States. He was the prototypical person of the Negro Project plan in that letter to Clarence Gamble of Procter & Gamble. So we got to understand that she also recognized that if she can control the ministers, she would be able to control the African-American community to accept abortion as a means basically of birth control. And that was her goal. And so, and you mentioned, this is a woman who tutored Adolf Hitler, who had ties. Philip Stoddard was on her board, constantly went back and forth from the Third Reich communicating. When they changed the name from the Birth Control League, it was to Planned Parenthood. Nobody left. The staff was the same. The heads were the same. They just changed the name. And the ideology has not changed.
Sure. And I may have made a mistake earlier, but I conflate things. Now I'm going back in memory. I know it was Procter & Gamble letters, but then also Colgate Foundation was involved somehow. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm just going from memory.
Very well may be. I didn't check that out.
I'll double check and correct it if I'm wrong. The point is,
he was the heir of Procter & Gamble there, so Colgate may have been involved also. But
absolutely. Well, I'm going to check into it and make sure my memory's not faulty. I want to come back, though, because I mentioned this once, almost embarrassed, because it sounded like pure bull. And you went, of course, I hear that all the time. I want to talk about when I was going to pro-life rallies a lot 16, 17, 18 years ago on Access TV, the local black leaders had shows down there, and they literally said the most amazing things to me. I want to repeat when we come back.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
So Access TV started off in Texas like 37, 38 years ago. They just had the anniversary a few years ago. And that's where I started out in 1995. But the black community was really using it and probably had half of the shows on there. Some of them really good, some of them really boring. A lot of preachers, you name it. But they had a lot of the community organizer people in there that drove, like, very nice Mercedes-Benz. I mean, late models, newer models, and nice suits, everything. And, man, they hated my guts. And when I started really doing a lot of pro-life stuff a few years into it and talking about, you know, black genocide and things like that, they would actually get in my face in the hallways. These are guys you'd see on the news, guys you'd see, you know, at the city council and stuff. And then they would file complaints on me and say I'd called into their show and called them the N-word. And I was pretty sure, since I started watching the tapes of it, they would have people call in and then say they were Alex Jones. And one time one of the guys confronted me, and this is like a gray-haired, you know, old black man. He goes, sharp-dressed, well-spoken, the whole nine yards. He goes, listen here, we're sick of your crap. We need to get rid of these, you know, these poor scum black people. I forget the words he used. I think it was some pretty – this is a long time ago. And then that happened to me a few other times where I'd be demonstrating at a Planned Parenthood or wherever or covering it, and black people walk over and say, there's too many black people. We need to get rid of these people. And then now we have videos of Asian abortionists, black abortionists saying similar things. And I would tell people those stories, but it just sounded insane. And now I learned from talking to other black leaders around the country that are pro-life that they get the same thing. So these are people that knowingly are getting money to get rid of their people, and they hate them. And it's like bizarre. It's like the most hardcore Klan member, but it's a black liberal on TV talking about how much they love black people. And behind the scenes, they're like, nobody wants these nappy head N-words, and you need to shut your mouth. And you're just like, what the? I mean, how do you hate your people? I mean, what about being paid to get white people to kill? I can hardly even talk about it because it's so insane. It's so demonic. I'm going to keep you 5 more minutes the next segment to cover other issues, and I want to put on screen for TV viewers a famous photo of Margaret Sanger addressing the Ku Klux Klan. We're going to have big signs of these out tomorrow at the main Planned Parenthood in Austin. It's a huge facility exposing this witch. And I'm sorry I'm ranting, Reverend Childress of blackgenocide.org. It's just that bringing up those memories, I was actually having flashbacks to all the horrible things these two guys pulled on me and how much they hated me because I didn't want to abort babies. I mean, it's crazy. What do you say to those stories? Have you experienced similar things?
Oh, absolutely. And not only that, it becomes very much a part of their makeup and character because they're also monetarily being fed by the pro-woman, pro-abort, the Planned Parenthood, as I stated in the plan for the – it was
but they
actually,
hate black people.
They've never said that, but their actions would say that.
I mean, they talk about the unborn babies hatefully.
Yes.
Nobody wants these nappy babies.
Yes. You've even heard black abortionists say the same things. It's evil. First of all, abortion is evil, plain and simple. You open up your heart and soul and mind to evil. And it doesn't surprise me that these black ministers who were profiting from it and also had bought into the, I don't want to go into that, W.E. Du Bois, the talented 10%, where he said the top 10% of African-Americans should be salvaged and the other 90 are expendable.
And he was funded by the Rockefellers again.
Yes, and that's true. But also, here's the problem why Alex Jones's program is so important and what you do is so vital to America. You know, you mentioned the TV, the programs. Like
back in 70 seconds, sir. Back in 70 seconds. I want to have you back on the nightly news for a full hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee. And it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.